You're tuned to Sound Ideas. I'm Willis Kern, and in the studio to talk about this dispute and the possible effect on economic development is the community's chief economic strategist, Kyle Hamm, CEO of the Bloomington Normal Economic Development Council. Thanks for joining us today on Sound Ideas.
Thanks for having me.
What's your reaction to Charlie Schlenker's report?
Well, you know, hearing both sides, it's a little frustrating that we've come to this where, you know, the communities are not able to really sit down and talk about what's next and maybe come to terms with what they have been doing. But, you know, I remain confident that the communities will continue to work together to try and find the best solutions for what we can do to grow our economy.
Would you characterize the failure to negotiate a resolution to this as a self-inflicted wound to the community in a way?
It's possible. You know, I think that there's a lot to be seen with, you know, how this shakes out over the next few weeks. But, you know, I know having worked with both Bloomington and Normal, you know, tremendous people that I think at some point we'll sit down and have a dialogue. You know, it's kind of like family members, you know, brothers and sisters fight. Sometimes it's not pretty, but you come back together because, you know, we're all in this together. You know, McLean County needs to be seen as one community and one voice. And the more that we can work together and collaborate, it only helps all of us.
What's your interpretation of this agreement? Can one party terminate the Metrozone agreement as you understand it?
You know, I've heard both Normal and Bloomington, both sides. I think both have valid points to the Metrozone. I won't delve into sort of the legal aspects of it. I think that's for both communities and their attorneys to sort of sift through. You know, we at the EDC, I think also with the Being Advantage in the chamber, the business community has said our number one priority is that the communities continue to talk, have dialogue, make it sure that's civil, and that they can come together and find best solutions that is a win-win for both. That is the overriding message that we want to carry forward is continue to collaborate and work together because our success as a community as a whole really is based on the communities going in the same direction, thinking the same direction, and prioritizing growth, economic development. That's really where we all win.
As the CEO of the chief economic development arm in the Twin Cities, what do you think this dispute says about relations between the two communities? You've already characterized it as a kind of like brother and sister fighting.
You know, I've only been here 2 years, and I've found that this community does work really well together. There's certainly a history of that. This Metro Zone is a perfect example of something that's been a long time partnership between the communities. And I think, like all partnerships, you have to evaluate where they sit currently from time to time. But at the end of the day, it boils down to dialogue. It boils down to working together, give and take on both sides. And that's what we would hope that we can continue to encourage is that folks will come together to come to best practice and best solution.
Well, let me ask it a little bit differently then. What does this telegraph to corporations or businesses or organizations or entrepreneurs who are thinking about locating in this community?
Well, I don't think it's unusual that that communities that live next to each other, you know, might have certain types of disputes. I think really what going forward is how this is handled in future situations. I think the writing's pretty well on the wall that Bloomington's decided to move on. How both Bloomington and Normal react to that over the coming weeks and months will really determine what the outside world is looking in at us and saying about our ability to come back together. So, you know, this certainly is a challenge for our community. It does, you know, create the headlines that there's discontention here. But hopefully over the next few weeks, people will be back at the table and we can mend some of those things that have been hurt.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Willis Kern, and we're visiting with Bloomington Normal Economic Development Council CEO Kyle Hamm. We're talking about the Metrozone agreement between the two municipalities that Bloomington wants to dissolve. What should shared economic development efforts from both the city and the town look like? Is that BN Advantage, and is this dispute going to have a negative effect on the efforts of BN Advantage, do you think?
BN Advantage is our five-year economic development strategy. It's focused on things like workforce, entrepreneurship, quality of life, marketing and communicating the community both internally to our citizens that live here, but also externally. So what is our brand? What is our message to the people outside looking in, and particularly businesses that are looking to move to the Midwest or move to Illinois, what is our message outward? And so Be an Advantage, one of the number one goals is collaboration and communication amongst our players, our businesses, our governments, our nonprofits. And that's really where we're going to be focused on. And so, you know, this this dispute certainly causes a challenge for Be an Advantage, but from the business perspective, we're pushing forward. We believe that this community has so many vibrant assets. You know, when you compare us to other communities around the state of Illinois, whether it's education, whether it's quality of life, crime rates, unemployment, you know, quality of workforce, education of our workforce, we stand out. And so we have to take advantage of that. And I would encourage all of our leaders that that's what we should be focused on, where we find common ground, where we can work together, because we only benefit by doing so.
The Metro Zone really seemed to be a forgotten document until about a year ago, when this idea of a shared tax, sales tax discussion sprung up last spring and during the summer of last year. There really wasn't a proposal at all, but a discussion about creating a proposal to share sales taxes between the city and the town. Here's Jared Hall. He's the EDC board vice chairperson, speaking to the council in June.
In the EDC's view, regional cooperation amongst public and private entities, as well as local government entities, is important for economic growth, and therefore the EDC, by unanimous vote, suggests that the council consider and have this conversation, just move forward and discuss this initiative with the town of Dormont.
So, is the Metro Zone the victim of this discussion, or how would you characterize and put the Metro Zone in the context of this shared sales tax?
I'm not sure that they're related. I think they might be separate, but. Again, the sales tax sharing, as you heard from Jared, our vantage point was not weighing in on the pros and cons of sales tax sharing, was simply encouraging the communities to have a dialogue. We expect Bloomington and Normal both to have separate priorities when it comes to growth areas, whether it's uptown or downtown Bloomington, and they should. But when we look at growth as a whole, we should all be saying the same things. We should all be talking the same things and looking at our incentives collectively together, not competing against, Bloomington Normal. We're competing against the Midwest. We're competing against the U.S. and global. And our strength is in working together and having a sound mind and sound voice. So, you know, that's what we continue to sort of harp on, I guess, if you will, whether you're a business community or the EDC, is that we work together, that this isn't a competition between these two communities. And I guess maybe that's one of the things we are concerned about, is that there could be a perception, whether it's reality or not, a perception that these communities aren't willing to work together.
Before we leave the shared sales tax concept, I want to ask one more question about it. The EDC is one of the organizations that went on board last summer endorsing this concept. Maybe you can talk a little bit about what do you see as the advantages of it?
You know, I think the advantages are the first probably glaring advantage of a sales tax sharing is it takes away that notion of competition, that we promote our community as one, and that any business that grows, any business that expands, they find the best location, they find the best site in our community. We're not playing tug of war between the communities. Once they've found their best site, the entire community benefits from that business moving here or locating here. And there's none of this back and forth about whether, the company was originally going to be in one town or the other. It simply is, what can we do as a community to grow and prosper and benefit together?
The resolution that's going to be for the Bloomington City Council on Monday night calls for, quote, a new process of joint collaboration between the City of Bloomington and Town of Normal on regional economic development, end quote. Now, if that's not a shared sales tax agreement, what is it?
I think it's a whole host of things. It's about how they invest in economic development. Be an Advantage right now is a strategy. It needs the resources to move forward. So we have task forces in place that are putting together marketing and communication strategies for recruiting new businesses and target markets to this community. It's about maximizing our opportunities with workforce. It's about growing entrepreneurship and bringing back the opportunity for people or individuals to start their own companies here and create a culture of entrepreneurship. It's about creating the best quality of life so that when a business does move here, their employees see this as a place that they want to be and stay and live and raise their families. So those are the things that are already in place that both communities can come together and say, you know what, we believe in all of this. Let's invest in economic development together. It could also mean creating certain types of incentives that are equal, that whether it's some of the sales tax or tax abatements, again, just as general subject matter, how could they equally be on same footing to say, we're going to match up our incentives. We're not going to have an unfair advantage from one community to the next, and then you begin bidding wars.
Kyle Hamm is the CEO of the Bloomington-Normal Economic Development Council. Thanks so much for being here today on Sound Ideas.
Thank you.